Barnaba Marel Benjamin, head of the government delegation to the talks, says both sides agreed to cease violence, protect civilians, and allow humanitarian access across the country.
It is a recommitment to respect and adhere to cessation of hostilities. That's very important. Two, is to abstain from any form of violence against civilians, including sexual and gender-based violence, and duly investigate in a timely manner and hold those responsible to account. Number three, we agreed to grant unhindered and unconditional access to humanitarian assistance to all areas of the Republic of South Sudan.
In his opening remarks at the talks on Monday morning, Pagan Amum, leader of the Real SPLM, said he and Paul Malong, head of the South Sudan United Front, or SAF, are committed to ending South Sudan's conflict using peaceful means.
I would like to express our commitment as some of these two organizations here, SSUF and Real SPLM, that we come here with open hearts, with genuine commitment to seek a real, genuine solution to the problem. We really want a solution to our problem. We want our country to be peaceful. We have a lot of resources. It is time for us to rebuild our broken lives. We cannot continue causing problems to ourselves and to the region and expect the region to spend all their time and resources in trying to solve our problem.
Mariel says the government and SOMA agreed to promote open communication and include SOMA representatives to the ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring mechanism and verification mechanism as a measure to guarantee the implementation of security arrangements.
We agreed to establish a channel of communication between SOMA and the CTSAM-VM up to the time of its full inclusion, the time when SOMA will be fully included into CTSAM structures. And we have also agreed to guarantee unfettered access for CTSAM-VM to monitor and verify compliance with the cessation of hostilities agreement. And finally, we also agreed to continue the political dialogue as a part of the ongoing peace process to address concerns and the root causes of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan in order to achieve a just, all-inclusive and sustainable peace.
It is not clear why General Thomas Rilo, who heads the National Salvation Front, a member of SOMA, is not attending the Naivasha talks. Wani Michael, a Juba-based civil society activist, welcomes the cessation of hostilities agreement but urges the government and mediators to ensure NAS leader Thomas Rilo is included in talks.
It's important to talk about peace, but the most important thing is they have to involve Thomas Rilo, has to be involved if you want to see genuine peace. They have to bring the real person on board, and that is Thomas Rilo has to be involved fully, because he is the one who has been having military confrontation between his troops and the government. And this is found in the CTSAM report.
Peace talks between the government and holdout groups began in 2019. The talks were adjourned in October last year after the parties could not reach agreement on the more contentious issues, including the root causes of the conflict. The talks are aimed at ensuring holdout groups join the revitalized peace deal signed in September 2018. The talks, facilitated by the Rome-based St. Egidio community in coordination with the Kenyan government, are expected to continue in Naivasha, Kenya through this Friday. The current session is focused on what caused the conflict. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yei.